This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, a bit of a recap, because we're going to be talking about light at the end of the tunnel, and how does that light transpire? How is it processed? What's the method to bringing about the light? Oh, it's called the good fight of faith, right? 1 Timothy 6:12. As it's been said from this pulpit over 1,000 times, you know, as the old preacher said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. That's right. And if it wasn't true, then why are we here 244 years later to talk about it? Remembering that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than doing what we want to do, right? That is the call of God. That is the call of God. Read Romans 8:14 when you get a moment. Now, just a bit of a recap, friends. We know that yesterday I highlighted the fact that the World Health Organization Director General, he's not even a trained medical doctor. If this is the first time you heard this, I want to let you know I can't make this up. This is what people are submitting to, and it shows you that there is a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, and this is on a global basis, and this, of course, is falling from the likes of a Bill Gates. We all know this, right? But I did highlight the fact that the head of the World Health Organization is not even a doctor, yet he's the one calling the shots. I just wanted you to know, and you all the well know, friends, that Bill Gates is not a doctor, and he's not an elected representative in any capacity in any governments on the globe, yet he's calling the shots. We know that his money is manipulating the results that he's bringing forth. This is a given, especially when you begin to pay attention to the players that are allied. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And I want to reassure everybody, just so you understand, that I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm not a doom and gloomer. Folks, we can push the judgment date up a lot quicker if we're willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith and bring judgment upon the heads of these wicked, or we can continuously let them do what they want to do, adding strength to their tyranny. So which one will it be? Okay, you're always looking to me for the answers. I'm giving you the answers right now. The strength of the Constitution is found within we the people, said Thomas Edison. That's exactly right. So if we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then we're going to have to do what corruption in government is allied with the bad guys on a global basis are doing to us. Not just in America, but all over the world. But I did tell you as well yesterday that the head of WHO, he's also a member of the Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party known as Tigray, People's Liberation Front, which the acronym is TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for the last 27 years, and some have listed as a perpetrator of terrorism. Okay? I'm not making this up. And then yesterday we played some audio from another World Health Organization official, as they like to be called, that basically told global leaders to basically change their method of control rather than just lockdowns. Again, so I want people to understand that nobody's making up anything here. We're just conveying to you the information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know, which counters the narrative that they're pushing upon the people to further what? Use fear to oppress and control through forced compliance. Okay? Again, so we're up to par there. I also took the time yesterday and I showed you in Austin another politician, another corrupt politician who was busted doing what? He was vacationing in Mexico. He was sending messages from Mexico while he was on vacation, telling people in Austin, Texas to just stay home. Now's not the time to be meddling with anything concerning this virus that they know is a fraud. And then I took the time yesterday and also shared with you, friends, that the governor in Louisiana was doing the same thing. He was coming up with these unconstitutional edicts, basically coming up with more stringent measures for his people to remain safe. Again, keep in mind, these are the people that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb every single day in this country, 3,000 to 4,000, okay? And they want you to believe that they're looking out for you. I just wanted to make sure you understand where this is coming from. And then I shared with you over the last couple of days, we found out that one of the said commissioners in Los Angeles, she did the same exact thing. She was highlighting the fact that we need to take stricter measures in California. And then she was busted the same exact night, having dinner with her friends, doing the opposite of what she told the people in California to do. And then, folks, the same week, I'm not making this up, what took place in Denver? Well, we had a mayor that was doing the same thing, promulgating fear upon the people to get them to do what they wanted them to do. And 37 minutes later, after he posted on his city page, right, they found him at the airport 37 minutes later flying to Mississippi to spend time with him and his family. Now, keep in mind, the week before that, Mr. Gavin Newsom was busted doing the same exact thing. Well, he was telling everybody in California what they were supposed to be doing. He suspected that no one was going to pay attention to what his other hand was doing, but there were people there that were paying attention to his sleight of hand, and they took pictures of him and his wife, social gathering without masks on, having dinner at a high-end French restaurant. This is insanity, right? And in spite of all of this information, friends, that I've shared with you over and over and over again, and by the way, there's many more of these corrupt politicians that are being found out doing the opposite of what they're telling you that you should be doing. As a matter of fact, I just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do as I unconstitutionally say, but don't do as I hypocritically and criminally do. Folks, federal judges, oh my goodness, you want some good news? I know people don't like good news, but I do. I really like good news because I know that there's people out there that are actually fighting to bring about resolve, just like we here at the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio do every single day of the week. Did you just hear this? That not only did the state courts in California shoot down Gavin Newsom, and by the way, he completely ignored them because the people are allowing him to do so. The people are adhering to his unconstitutional edicts rather than what the Supreme Courts and state courts are telling them all over the United States of America, which shows you that they prefer subjection to tyranny rather than liberty by upholding the law against tyranny, right? But did you see this? The Supreme Court once again sides with the challenge to California's COVID-19 service curbs concerning the church. They told him, get your hands off of the church. Where's the church? Oh, they're fast asleep. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, Mr. Garcetti here, Eric Garcetti, you know, out in California there in Los Angeles, the mayor there? Man, I'll tell you what, apparently he didn't get the memo from 7 million people in that city. Oh, my goodness, folks. In the face of the Supreme Court, now the Supreme Court, the federal level, friends, the Supreme Court sides with the church in California concerning COVID-19, and tells the governor, basically, in essence, giving him the directive to get his hands off of the church. They have no business there whatsoever. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. They have no business doing what they're doing right now, but if the American people don't know the difference, well, they're going to let them go ahead and do whatever they feel that they can get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing, right? But in the face of this, this is brand new, friends. This is brand new information. Supreme Court sides with challenge to California's COVID-19 religious service curbs. This is a major blow to Mr. Gavin Newsom. Now, folks, this is only here to prove my point. See what happens when you let him continually shoot at your ship that you're on? Let's talk about it as a nation, as a people, as a state, as a city, as a county, whatever the case might be. You've all heard of the merciful captain, right? The enemy comes up upon him, and the merciful captain looked upon him. And the bad guy shoots at the merciful captain, so he lets him shoot away. Well, he didn't do that much harm at first. Nope, he certainly didn't. So the merciful captain thought it would be merciful in his ignorance to go ahead and let him go. So he let him go. Well, guess what? The bad guy comes around again, figures, well, he let me do it the first time. Maybe he'll let me do it a second time. He starts to shoot at the merciful captain's ship once again. Well, the merciful captain looked at him and says, well, he only got like, you know, 15 of my guys, and we got to fix the front of the boat, the ship now, and he put a big hole there, and we almost sunk, but we survived. I'm going to show the bad guy some mercy, right? This is the American people, the merciful captain, okay? In metaphorically, parables, okay? And it's exactly what the American people do. Well, it didn't sink my ship this time, so he lets the bad guy go again. The American people, in contrast to corrupt politicians. What do you think he's going to do? Well, guess what? Third time around, the bad guy comes around and said, you know what? He let me off twice. He'll let me off a third time. A bad guy shoots at the merciful captain's ship and sinks it, with all the lives aboard completely lost. That's exactly how you destroy a country, is when the people allow corruption to continuously shoot at them, and it's exactly what they do. Because they fail to draw up the articles of impeachment for transgressions concerning the U.S. Constitution that he promised to uphold, namely the enumerated laws, in California I'm talking about right now, do you think he's just going to go away, Americans? Do you think he's just going to go away, Californians? Or do you think that you have to lawfully stand up and deal with these people? Because no matter what you've done, no matter what the state Supreme Court has said concerning Gavin Newsom and his unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful acts, he keeps doing it regardless in spite of the Supreme Court. He's going to keep shooting at the people until the state, the ship sinks completely, unless the people in that prospective state stand up and deal with the corruption that they see in this governor, who is a full-fledged communist every step of the way. He's an immoral, debased devil. Read 1 Kings 13:33, you'll understand. Who is taking orders to continuously assail the people, just like in Michigan, just like in Virginia. Just like in Pennsylvania, just like in North Carolina, just like in Ohio. But I got some good news for you. I'm getting to that. But folks, it's not good enough to impeach the guy, Article 2, Section 4. It's not good enough to impeach the guy. You got to go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. After they're impeached, you have to prosecute them. That is the message the American people have to send in deterring crime. Read Proverbs 16:6 when you get a moment. Don't just sit back and play the fool. Don't play the stooge to these cunning, ill-designing men, as if to suggest they're just going to go away and they're going to leave you alone. No, they're after your God-given rights. And they're stripping you of your God-given rights. And here goes to prove another point that they're willing to shoot regardless. What am I talking about? I just highlighted the fact that the Supreme Court sides with challenge to California's COVID-19 religious service curbs, bans the governor, tells him to get his hands off the churches, right? What does... You can't make this up. It's embarrassing, especially when you look at the people that are doing it. What does this clown, Eric Garcetti, do? This mayor of over 7 million people, 7 million individuals that are having their chains forged by such a fool as this, because they don't take the time to do their own due diligence and actually put feet to their prayers. Faith without works is dead. Put that in contrast to James 2:14 through 26. Eric Garcetti, okay? The mayor of Los Angeles, he said, the new year brings hope for vaccines and for stopping this pandemic. That, by the way, let me reiterate, they cannot prove. But here's the truth. We're in for a long, hard winter. Folks, they're already forecasting. They're already telling you that they're going to make this as hard as possible. And yes, this is the judgment of God. If you're not going to be reformed through chastisements, he's going to drop judgments upon your head 7 times more, and he's going to break the pride of your power. Read Leviticus 26:15 all the way to the end of the chapter. Mr. Garcetti goes on, as the worst hits us, stay home as much as you can. And this is what he said. Are you ready for this? This is in California. It's time to cancel everything. In spite of all the other politicians, the corrupt criminal politicians that have been busted, saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Put that up against Matthew 23, verse 3. But this criminal, and a criminal he is, said, it's time to cancel everything. Los Angeles mayor bans all travel, orders residents to stay home. I'm not making this up. Did you sign up for this? Is this guy kidding me? Californians that are tolerating this criminal? Are you kidding me? I want you to put in the face of what you're tolerating from this criminal to do, I want you to put in front of your eyes the price paid for your freedoms, because you are tolerating this individual to desecrate the memories of our military men that are 6 feet under the ground. And let me take that back to the spirit, if you don't mind. You are allowing them to desecrate the victory of Christ, the blood of Christ on Calvary, as he bled it red as the propitiation of the sins of mankind. You are allowing these devils, and devils they are, to go ahead and trample the blood paid, sacrificed on our behalf. You're allowing them to desecrate their memories. That's exactly what the American people are doing. You've been conditioned to succumb to the likes of the same exact mindset that the American people cried out against back in the 30s and in the 40s concerning the Third Reich. It's the exact same method, the same play for your safety. It's exactly what the Third Reich did. Folks, the list goes on and on. And no matter how many times these lies, every single one of their lies are debunked. And even federal judges and state judges coming up to bat and telling the people that what they're doing is illegal, what do you see? You see them adhering to the likes of those that are violating law. Why? Because that's who they are. It's exactly who they are, folks. They prefer slavery to freedom, because freedom you have to fight for, right? Slavery, you just go ahead and you just give to every whim arbitrarily that your master, your taskmaster actually pronounces against you. And it is against you. Don't question what I'm saying here. You can rest assured it is against you. Because for some reason or another, over the last couple weeks, I recollect the fact that these guys, again, have been busted over and over and over and over again where it doesn't apply to them. That is the definition of tyranny, friends. Oh, do you want to hear the audio? Okay, let's go ahead and play the audio of Mr. Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles County. Go ahead and check this out.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
It's all null and void to those that know the difference. They don't have the authority. These people, friends, belong in jail, at least. Oh, that's a little extreme. No, I think it's a little extreme to what they're doing, what they're advocating for, and what they've been allowed to advocate for and actually implement because of the American people standing back and allowing to do such things as they're doing to you today. Don't act like they're not doing this to you, friends. You know, when I talk publicly, I say to them, I want to make sure that you understand I'm not talking to a third world country. No, if I would have told you 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that this was going to happen in America, you would have said to me, that will never happen here. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe and also go to the right side of the page and watch us now. Join us on Top Chat. Same thing with Before It's News. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope. To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away. from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The vice president meeting with the CDC in Atlanta on Friday to discuss the current status of vaccine development. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Friday, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is optimistic that a coronavirus relief bill will be passed during the lame duck session.
There is momentum with the action that the senators and House members in a bipartisan way have taken with them. It could provide meaningful relief for millions who are suffering.
The California Democrat also saying a new coronavirus stimulus package could be attached to a government funding bill. This is USA Radio News. A marijuana bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill has virtually no chance of passing the Republican-led Senate. The nation's economy is undergoing a massive change because of the pandemic. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC some of the adjustment made to slow the spread of the coronavirus will not go away once the nation has fully recovered.
And so I think in many ways we're seeing transformations of businesses. There may be some negative consequences to that when we see that some feature films are going to be released direct basically to home video streaming.
Hamrick also foresees less business travel and more teleconference meetings. USA Radio News.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
Whoa! Folks, if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933, you want to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies. I'm going to play some more audio from Bill Gates in just a second here. But you have to go over there because we have people that are involved with contributing to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have John Whitehead over there. We have Jerry Newcomb. We have Ron Paul, forgive me, I'm just thinking about all these different people that we have as contributors. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. So they're Christian constitutionalist friends, and they are part of the answers in which they are, in fact, fighting to bring about. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. If we lose the platform, we just got pulled from YouTube 2 weeks ago. The platform we're on, again, you can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Always go back to that page. You'll find us there. Again, go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube even today. And go ahead and click on to Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We have Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. Yeah, this L.A. mayor and these rulers, I don't call them leaders, they're rulers, they're guilty of treason because they're trying to overthrow the government. They're betraying the trust of the American people. And these lockdowns now, this big push for these lockdowns is they're getting ready to implement a vaccine mandate. That's what I think is going on here.
That's the pill in the jam, yep.
Yeah, and the, you know, both sides, they've divided both sides to an extreme degree, but they, you notice both sides are united on one thing, vaccines. This
exactly.
Whole vaccine. It
shows you they're all working for the same people. That's exactly right. Because you don't see anybody on what's been contrived unconstitutionally, un-American. You don't see them on the left. Everybody's wearing masks. And you go over to the right, everyone's wearing masks. How is it, my friend Jeremy, how is it that they don't have the information that I have? Is that not bewilder anybody here? Because it's not hard to find. The fact of the matter is, we also know that, again, I got to bring this into the conversation, that big tech companies are censoring anybody that dares speaks out. As a matter of fact, just this week, Facebook came out and said that they're going to even make it, they're going to make it stricter, and they're going to basically expunge and censor anybody that opposes the WHO and the CDC. And how many times have they been found out? So there's no question as to what's going on here. They're on the same team, my friend, and I wish the American people would come to that realization.
Yeah, that's crazy. And we're being set up for ruler worship. So we just simply pick our rulers, and they're going to give us the same measure. They're going to give us the same mandates and restrictions and rules. It doesn't matter who you choose.
That's exactly right. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. That's what's happening here. Or in adhering to their enemies. That's what's happening here. Giving them aid and comfort. It's exactly, folks, they're even playing the poster boy and selling the vaccinations on the behest of these individuals. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. Well, we can judge them by their fruits, and the fact of the matter is we don't need two or three in this particular case. And take note that that's directly from the Word of God, friends. But it's interesting to note that what we're seeing is there's 330 million people that can actually attest to the fact and bear witness that they're being lied to by those that are committing the act of treason against them. This isn't a war being perpetrated against a foreign country, friends. It's being perpetrated against we the people by our said representatives. And Americans, you all the well know what I'm telling you is true. I want to play this audio for you. It's a little compilation someone put together. Thank you for the call, Jeremy. I totally appreciate it. I really do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. We all know this, that, you know, again, going back to making reference to the chief devil in charge, and that would be Bill Gates himself. It's simple. I chip all of you, make society cashless, and put all the money on the chip. Well, we can already see that Disney already acknowledged the fact that they're going to go cashless. If you've ever been to one of their parks, I don't know that you have or if you haven't, but before you can actually walk into the park over the last, I don't know, probably 10 years, they make you put your finger on a pad, and they're scanning everybody's fingerprints before you can enter the park. Well, of course, I brought my kids to Universal. I brought them to Disney years back, and of course we never complied with any of that, and of course they ostracize you, and they try to act like you're doing something wrong. As a matter of fact, I got in a bit of a heated debate with a guy for about 30 seconds. I don't know if I'd call it a debate, but it was an older man, and we said, no, we're not doing that, none of my kids are doing that. And he says, well, why not? And I just simply said to him, and he was old enough for me to say this to him, he's probably about 65 years old, I said, before you went to the park, did you have to put your finger on a fingerprint scanner? Well, no, times are different. Why are they different? Because you put up with the change that's been imposed upon us decade after decade after decade after decade. Put Luke 7:35 up against that. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so this is brand new. I just got this. And it is audio of a compilation, and it starts out with Bill Gates. And it's interesting because right off the bat, I just posted it, and there's Facebook saying, we have fact-checkers who, by the way, are Snopes, which is a CIA operation. They've been exposed 1,000 times over, Snopes. And then also the new fact-checkers for Facebook, for those that did not know, are former individuals that worked with, guess what, friends? The Communist Network News, CNN. Just wanted to make you aware. So now you know. Listen to this compilation, because everything dissected and broken up is exactly true. And it falls in line with what they're basically bringing about through their implication. Listen to this.
In a financial system from scratch today, we do it to plan for this better digital future, to manage a secure transition from the current system, from cash-based to digital innovations like vaccines. We need a measurement system that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines.
Welcome back. A $140 million government contract is under question right now. The Defense Department says it's to acquire syringes for COVID vaccines, but claims online are questioning why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them.
Well, each of these devices that are injection have the capacity to also have a small chip. What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose.
Each microchip carries its own unique code.
It is designed so that there is no counterfeit.
Hang on a second, And they're selling it to you like you can't wait until it's delivered. Oh, my goodness, friends. Listen to what's inside of this. We've exposed what's going on in the vaccinations for the last 7 months from doctors and the such, even doctors under deposition that didn't want to tell you the truth, but they had to. Over and over and over and over again, friends. And again, this is why they're doing everything in their power to censor everybody and anybody that dares speaks out against what they're implementing here or trying to. Folks, they want you to believe that everybody's excited about the vaccination. I haven't met one of those people yet. I don't know. I mean, I'm on national radio. I'm on 133 radio stations across the country. I mean, I have 700,000 followers, and I still have yet to see some fool come into play to say, you know what, I can't wait until I get my vaccination. No, I hear just the exact opposite 24/7. But again, maybe that's the reason that gun sales are up 76%. Donald Trump's administration is in fact responsible for now being the greatest gun salesman in the history of America. Why is that? Why is that? Go ahead, Judah.
It's a simple procedure. The microchip, about the size of a tiny grain of rice, is implanted under the loose skin. The process takes only a few seconds to help ensure that the microchip will stay in place so it can easily be located and read. It will use a microchip scanner to read his unique microchip ID code. The scanner, which emits a low radio frequency, displays a microchip ID. This ID code will enable us to identify you.
We talked about the incredible opportunities that technology gives us in the future to create the world that we want, to create the world.
This is Melinda Gates, creating the world we want.
I think it's a very, very important task. It's a great honor to get involved because this digital period, which we like or don't like, next 30, 50 years, the human beings will be on the digital area.
So digital gives people power, and those were some of the things that we were excited about, is that inclusion of digital. That made us excited as a panel.
There are two articles that we're focusing on, this one in naturalnews.com and this one in breakingisraelnews.com. Both talk about a government contract to buy syringes with RFID tracking
with your money.
Now, these articles led to social media posts claiming the COVID vaccine will contain a chip to track you.
Only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used.
The microchip is safe in humans. I'm very concerned about this.
You first. You
know
first.
I'm ready for this yet.
Jane L. Golden says even if she could, she would not put a tiny microchip into her son Leo's arm.
Oh, what's wrong with her?
Him.
That's kind of a scary thought to me, really.
Scary, she says, because it's so new. It's sort of a human barcode.
The scanners are put up at airports and bus stations, so if a chipped child is there, police know. But the practice of implanting chips in people is also on the rise. Those who embrace the idea say they see it as a way to take back control.
As this technology improves, the debate will intensify as to whether implants generate or diminish freedom.
The technology is moving to humans. A tech startup called Dangerous Things has sold tens of thousands of implant kits for humans. Tech companies in Europe.
Go ahead,
Show
fade that out.
Even organizes
sold tens of thousands. Really? I would like to see that. That's like trying to tell me that Barack Hussein Obama's book and his movie were actually on New York's best-selling list, which was the furthest thing from the truth.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Just doing my best to stay sane here in the midst of all that's taking place here in this country, to say the least. I'm going to take Dan real quick because he's my friend out of Ohio. Dan, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I got to get back to the topic because I'm going to give them a little light at the end of the tunnel. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I had talked to you a little bit about, but, you know, when if people would actually go on the World Economic Forum and pay attention, they said in 2016 they wanted to vaccinate the planet. And in 2017, Anthony Fauci said that there will be a pandemic during the Trump administration. And if you go on their website, now this is Klaus Schwab and all these people that are controlling all of this, Facebook, Google, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Time, NBC, they are all business partners with the World Economic Forum. Because you notice they're all on the same page and they're all attacking the American public.
That's
right. In 2019 at Davos, which is the World Economic Forum, Donald Trump sent, our White House sent Jared and Ivanka. They sent Wilbur Ross, who actually was head of the Rothschild Group, and Mnuchin, who's the Secretary of Treasury, who is skull and bones.
Yep.
And they were there. And that's where Event 201 and the Great Reset was talked about.
Yep.
And these people think, oh, no, we need to get Trump in there to prevent this.
Yeah. You know what, Dan?
It's just crazy.
It is. See how this worked out? This was perfect. There was your window. And that's how I want to keep you in the loop here, because you just dropping those little truth bombs on people is what's so important here, Dan. So I totally appreciate that. No surprise, because Dan, I continuously reiterate the point of Isaiah 28 verse 18, where there's an alliance. There is a conspiracy. That's Isaiah 28 verse 18 and Jeremiah 11 9. Nobody can deny what's taking place here, but I would say to the American people, America, Europe's figuring this out now. You're supposed to be leading this out concerning dealing with tyranny. The fact of the matter is you're on the tail, on the end of the dog in this particular situation, because if you prevail, the world will prevail. This is not a conspiracy. This is not an alliance that you can afford to succumb to, because it will, as they have planned, be the end of what we know in this country if we don't stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Okay? But here we go. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, friends, 244 years ago, our forefathers set the example for their posterity to follow in. Read Hebrews 13:7. And over again, they warned the king. Okay, our king is the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. They warned the king that it was, well, incessantly. They were warning the king that was incessantly attacking them and their God-given rights, just like today, their posterity, when it came time, because when the olive branch failed, when they tried to deal with them in a manner of peace, peaceful methods, right, they were ignored. As a matter of fact, they were threatened by the king, okay? The king did not want a peaceful resolve. He wanted absolute rule and absolute rule only. And that's exactly what we're seeing through many of these corrupt politicians today. When I say corrupt, that means they're criminals. Okay? They need to lawfully be removed by the people throughout the land. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, these are your founding documents, every single one of you. It says that when any or whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is your God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Not going to a different system of government, I'm adding, but going back to the government that our forefathers established. Laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Listen carefully. Prudence indeed will, wisdom in the way of caution, will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind, for some reason or another, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, America, listen carefully, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, hello, it is your right, America, your God-given right. It is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I apply that to today because that's exactly what it is penned for, timelessly, friends. But what do we see? Today, Americans are driven back to learn what it is that our forefathers taught. Yes, indeed, to those that are listening. They are beginning to go back to their wisdom and prudence in dealing with those who are, in fact, attacking their God-given rights. Romans 12:21. You know what happens, Americans, when Americans fight according to law under God? Let me tell you what happens. They win. They win over and over and over again. Those victories are never promulgated through the CIA-controlled media because they don't want you to know that the power still resides with the American people under God. But I'm here to tell you, friends, it is, and it does. Recently, MSN.com reported an effort to restore the rule of law. GOP lawmakers file articles of impeachment against Ohio Governor Mike DeWine over COVID-19 restrictions. Why? Because he doesn't have the constitutional right given unto him, nor delegated to him by we the people, to implement these restrictions in any sense of the word. A group of Ohio legislators have filed 12 articles of impeachment against Governor Mike DeWine over the state's coronavirus-related restrictions, according to the Washington Post. The group alleges that DeWine administration has enacted, listen carefully, friends, it's what I've told you, for months now. He has enacted unconstitutional orders to further prevent the virus transmission throughout the state. Let me remind you, a virus they cannot prove. Okay? Reps John Becker, Nino Vitale, Candace Keller, and Paul Zechwanger have described the move as an effort to restore, listen to me, the rule of law. The rule of law. What is the effort made for? To restore the rule of law. Who is the law in this country, America, under God? You are when your obedience to his moral law called common law. What happens when the American people stand up and fight? Just ask your forefathers. It was impossible. It was dark. There was no possible way that they were going to win against the greatest military empire in the world. But less than 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, and 56 signers stood up and they made an appeal to heaven in Jesus' name, and the Lord blessed this nation. And 244 years later, friends, here we are holding on to the longest standing constitution in modern history. Only the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can do that. Now it's about time the 86% of the people in this country that claim to belong to him start acting like they're his children and doing the things that he has commanded, not suggested, to do. Why? Because he desires to show you, the same way he desires to show me, what can be done when we call upon his name. Folks, this isn't a thing of the past. It's a thing of the present. And we have to stand up and prove the God of Israel, not because I said so, but because he said so. He's the one calling out to the people saying, hey, appeal to me, call unto me. I'll show myself strong. I make reference that continuously. He's the one that said he looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show him strong on their behalf. What have we been seeing in this country over the last 6 and 7 and 8 decades? Those that turn in the day of battle. That's not what American Christians are made out of, friends. That's not who we are. That's foreign to us. As a matter of fact, when I go over to 2 Timothy 1:7, it says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And what does all that do, friends? It takes God at his word, and it starts and it goes forward, and it just like the word, friends. I love this. Augustine said this best. He said, the word of God is like a lion. He said, let it loose and it will take care of itself. America, how much more when we as his people take him at his word and work out the process? We know what Hudson Taylor told us. He said, every act of God is first impossible. He said, then it's difficult. But he also said, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. I desire to see the God of Moses in my generation. And my Bible tells me that he's faithful unto all generations. That means he's faithful to this generation as well. The good news here for you, friends, is God hasn't changed. The American people have. How about we convert ourselves back to who he is and meet him on his terms so we can do for our posterity what our forefathers did for us? You want light at the end of the tunnel? There it is. But you have to move forward. You have to hold into his word. And you have to fight the good fight, friends, to get the results. Because without them, we're doomed. And I don't believe that's the case. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.